This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Now, the men's room wants to know who sucks less!
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill-Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck. It's up to us, though, to determine out of the three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And like I said, all three of these stories involve assault, but somehow you're just not going to care. And some of these stories you might remember from other segments we've done on the show, like this one. You might remember from Profile This, but they say, after responding to a reported domestic battery in St. Petersburg, cops gave this account of the alleged incident. Quote, the defendant threw a diaper at the victim, striking him in the center of his torso. The diaper contained urine, and I like how they say, other feces. There's only really one kind of feces, unless it was someone else's turds in this man's diaper. Anyway, investigators say that the confrontation began when Damian Caston, 18 years old, began arguing with his brother about an ongoing domestic issue. Cops reported that Caston is paralyzed, but ambulatory by using his upper body. After Caston damaged the walls inside of the home, he allegedly became aggressive toward his sibling and a witness and attempted to throw all these items at them. Now, at that point, Caston's brother and the witness, they lifted and carried the defendant outside, as they say, for the safety of all, and then they called 911. Caston then removed his soiled diaper and threw it at his brother, striking him in the chest. The cops add remnants of the diaper were seen on the front porch and on the stomach of the victim. In other words, turds. No weapons were seized by police. Charged with domestic battery, a misdemeanor, Caston was booked into the county jail. He was eventually released the next day on his own recognizance, but his judge has ordered him to have no contact with his brother and granted the accused man a one-time visit to his home in the presence of police to retrieve his personal belongings. All right, his brother's getting an argument. He has an adult diaper, rips it off, hits his brother with it.
Take that.
Now we have, we stay in Florida. So they say, angry about the amount of water that her 72-year-old neighbor was using to clean his motorcycle, an 80-year-old Florida woman spit on the man and then yanked his beard. Investigators say that Sandra Rogers, she was in her apartment when she spotted one John Ferrone scrubbing his wheels. Rogers lives in the ironically named Peaceful Lane in the 55 and over Palm Lake Village community right outside of Tampa. Well, Rogers walked over to Ferrone's nearby residence and engaged in a verbal argument regarding his water usage. Rogers used her black flip phone to take photos of the wet spots on the roadway so that she could, quote-unquote, report the victim to the complex management. No one is sure who the victim is, but that's what she said. Anyway, During the squabble, the 5'3" Rogers spit on Ferone, then used her right hand and pulled on the victim's beard. Now, a neighbor who witnessed the confrontation told cops that Rogers was the primary aggressor. Now, Rogers, she was arrested and charged with third-degree felony.
Ooh.
Because it's battery over someone over the age of 65. And it doesn't matter your age. Even if you hit someone your own age and you're 80 or whatever, you still get the same charge. So she spent a day in jail before she was free on $100 bond. A judge ordered her to have no contact with Ferone.
Okay.
And then finally, you might remember this one. We have an ex-con. He's been convicted of attacking his girlfriend with a pink dildo after she derided him as a, quote, limp D in need of Viagra. 38-year-old Stephen Nurden, he pleaded no contest to domestic battery, and it stemmed from the violent confrontation earlier this year in the Florida residence that he shared with the 37-year-old victim. He was adjudicated guilty by a county court judge and sentenced to 8 months in jail. He's also fined about $920 and ordered to have no contact with the victim. But according to a police report, the victim told cops that she was arguing with Nurden about the relationship when she declared that he needed an erectile dysfunction medication to address his sexual shortcomings. Nurden, she said, became irate and retrieved the sex toy from the bedroom shelf and shoved it into her mouth. He also punched her in the eye. When questioned by cops, Nurden claims not to recall wielding the dildo. I feel like if you did throw a dildo, you'd definitely remember that. So if those are your stories.
If you're a dude and you grip up on one of those, you know it.
Yes, you're going to remember that. So again, we have, let's see, we have the guy who threw the diaper at his brother, complete with feces and urine. We have Sandra Rogers, the 80-year-old woman who spit on and tugged the beard of a 70-year-old neighbor because of his water usage. And then finally, the ex-con who assaulted his girl with a pink dildo because he's got a softie.
I'm trying to determine what would be worse to be hit with. Someone else's spit or a dirty soiled diaper?
I would accept the diaper over the spit. The diaper,
what? Yeah.
Yeah, because look, the material of the diaper I want on me the least. But spitting on someone to me is, even though it doesn't cause you any damage, the level of disrespect in my mind. Like, I'd rather take a punch to the face than be spit.
Well, she's also an 80-year-old lady.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep. So I'm like,
but still, she can't.
Well, the dude's 72. It's not like he's 27.
Obviously, this 18-year-old kid, he's obviously wheelchair bound. They picked him up and took him outside. So if you're wondering why he was in an adult I'm assuming, just by the way life works, his brother at some point in time has had to care for his younger brother and address some of these issues anyway, as far as dealing with whatever he had to do from a, you know, bathroom to showering type standpoint, right? So I'm going to say that one sucks the least because these are two brothers. Yes, he did get hit in the chest with a diaper. But either way, it's just two brothers doing what brothers do. It is Florida. It's a weird sounding story. But I think out of all those, that's the one that I would pick to be involved in.
Yes,
I guess.
I think I'm going with the old lady. It is massively disrespectful to spit on somebody. But also, like, they're in Florida, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe the other one.
They're all in all these stories are Florida. Yeah.
So, like, hey, man, it's summertime. Maybe that dude was using too much water.
And
but also,
Florida.
If I was that guy, I would have just sprayed her with the hose.
Well, keep in mind, she also tugged down his beard.
Yeah.
I mean, she spit on him, but then, you know, grabbed his beard. And I'm just picturing a biker in Florida probably had a lot of beard to grab.
Yeah. I'm also picturing, like, he's in an MC, so, like, maybe she got off easy.
Okay, sort of.
Yeah. I don't know. To me, that just seems funny, watching an 80-year-old lady tug on a 70-year-old dude's beard and then spit on him. Like, look at these. Look at this.
Hawk to him. Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. Okay, coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.